ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת תצווה. And Purim is around the corner. And yesterday was the Zayin Be'adar, the day ההילולה of Moshe Rabbeinu. So everything is connected together. And we see that this week's parasha, Baal HaTurim points out that the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in this week's parasha. And they have many answers, why is it like this? We don't want to get into it now, but I was reading here that Hatam Sofer brings down here right at the beginning of the parasha, he quotes the Ramban later on, not Ve'ata Tesavet Ben Israel. You see, after a few psukim, the pasuk said, Ve'ata Tedaber El Kol Chachmei Leh Be'asher Min Leiti V'ruach Chokma Ve'asu Et Begdei Aharon Lekadesho Lekhanu Li. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, you should tell all those that they have Chokhmat Lehem to make the Begadim for Aharon HaKohen. He brings down here that the Ramban, he explains this Pasuk as follows. Said, we all know the Gemara tells us Masechet Arubin, the Gemara tells us over there, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bet, that Kitzat Seder Mishnah, how did Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Am Israel? So the Gemara has a long story, how did he teach Am Israel? The Gemara said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he gives the halakha one time, he tells it to Aharon HaKohen. After he finishes teaching the halakha to Aharon HaKohen, Aharon sits on his right side. Then the two sons of Aharon, they walk in. Moshe Rabbeinu himself repeats the same halakha to the sons of Aharon. The sons of Aharon, they sit next to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the zkenim, the hakamim of Am Israel, they walk in. Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the same halakha a third time for the Hakamim, and then Hakamim Israel sit on the side, and then all Israel they come again, and Moshe Rabbeinu teaches the halakha to all Israel one more time, and that's the Seder of the Mishnah. That's after Moshe Rabbeinu finishes teaching one time to Aaron, one time to the sons of Aaron, one time to Hakamim, one time to Am Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu, he tells them goodbye and he leaves. Then Aharon, he repeats the same halakha to everyone in front of him. Then Aharon leaves. Then the two sons of Aharon repeat the same halakha in front of Hakamim and Israel, and they leave. Then Hakamim Israel repeat the same halakha in front of Israel, and then they leave. It comes out that each person, he heard the same halakha four times. Not more, not less. That was the Seder Mishnah. In what mitzvah? In all the mitzvot of the Torah. That's Seder Mishnah. All the mitzvot of the Torah, that was the order. So the Ramban explains, he said, here it doesn't fit that Aharon should tell Bnei Israel, I want you to bring donation because we have to build new clothing for me. The whole parasha is talking about B'gdei Kehuna. He said, it doesn't fit. Aharon's going to tell them, listen, everyone has to bring me money. We have to make the Hoshim, we have to make the Ketonet, Me'il, Tashbes, Masnefet, Ve'abnet, we have to make all the Shmona B'gdei Kehuna we have. So it doesn't fit that Aharon should tell them. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ve'ata tedaber kol hachmelim." Here, you shouldn't follow the order of Seder Mishnah like the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Arubin. Here, no. You should teach Am Israel, you yourself. Why? Because it doesn't fit. It's not proper that Aharon should ask them like this. That's how the Ramban explains it. The Hatam Sofer, he says here, he said, I understand it's a beautiful pirush here the Ramban tells us, but I have a problem, the Hatam Sofer says, why at the beginning of the parasha, the pasuk said, "Ve'ata tetzaveh et bnei Yisrael v'kol adecha shem min zayit zach." Why? What's wrong if Aharon HaKohen is going to tell bnei Yisrael, you have to bring olive oil, you have to prepare olive oil to light the menorah? What's wrong with this? So he asks here, the Hatam Sofer, Kuf Chafei Amud Alef, "Ach, mai ta'ama shetzaveh be'atzmo mitzvat nerot?" Why Moshe Rabbeinu himself, "Ve'ata tetzaveh et bnei Yisrael v'kol adecha shem min zayit zach"? You have to tell them about the menorah. Why not Aharon? על כן נראה לעניות דעתי שמשה רבנו עליו שלום אמר להם בעל פה כל פלפול חזל על הפסוק מחוץ לפרוך את העדות וכי לאורה הוא צריך ולא כל 40 שנה הלכו לאורו. He quotes here the Gemara מסכת שבת. We'll open up the Gemara. The Gemara tells us here in מסכת שבת כף בית עמוד בית. The Gemara tells us here that the פסוק says מחוץ לפרוך את העדות יערוך אותו אהרון הכהן מערב עד בוקר לפני השם. That mizvat menorah. So you have to prepare the menorah me'erev ad boker. The Gemara is asking, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to light the menorah? What's the purpose of the menorah? all the other kelim in the Mishkan, you have lechem panim, you have lechem for the kohanim, they eat it after a week. You have the mizbeach, you have to bring korban, mizbeach hazahav, bring ketoret. Everything has a reason. Why do we need the menorah in Beit HaMikdash? To make light. Why do we need the light in the Mishkan? Why do we need this light? So the Gemara asks here, the Gemara says here, v'chi le'orah hu tzarich. V'alo kol 40 shana she'alchu ben Yisrael b'medbar, do alchu ela le'oro. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs us to light in his house. All the 40 years that Am Yisrael they were in the Midbar, Pasuk said, "Ba'adonai holech lifnehem yomam, be'amud anan hotam derech be'layla, be'amud esh lehair lehem, lelechet yomam be'layla." Kadosh Baruch Hu kibachol was walking with us to make light for us. He is making light for us. Ki ata ta'ir neri, Adonai Elohai yagia hoshki. He needs us to light for him in his house. That's what Gemara is asking over here. Ela. No. The Gemara says here, no. Eidut hi lechol ba'i olam. Mihus lefarochet ha'eidut. What's ha'eidut? That was a big miracle HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Am Yisrael, that in the middle, Nir Ma'arabi, wherever it is, Mahloket, what's the Nir Ma'arabi, wherever it is, the Nir Ma'arabi, even though they put oil like all the other six candles, but all of them, they put them shi'ur, enough oil to light until the morning. But the Nir Ma'arabi, it used to stay on 24/7. That shows that a miracle, constant miracle, all the times. The Gemara says here, that to prove it to Umot HaOlam, to prove it to everyone, that Shekhinah is within Am Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk said, Mihos de Parochet Ha'idut. That's Ha'idut, he lichol ba'i olam, Shekhinah shura b'Yisrael. That's what the Gemara told us here. I was reading here the Tosafot. Tosafot, they have a big problem. Why the Gemara says here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 40 years in the Midbar, he was lighting for us. And does he need us to light for him? Or the whole 40 years, he was lighting for us. So somebody said, only 40 years he was lighting for us? And before the 40 years, and after the 40 years of the Midbar, until now, he's not lighting for us. All the times. So the Tosafot, he has tema. Amay nakat 40 shana. Le'olam, kol ha'olam kullo, le'oro shel makom, hem holchim. So what's the Gemara saying here? 40 years, not only 4 years, from A to Z, all the times. Ela, v'yesh mefarshim b'chi le'orahu tzarich. Who's le'orahu tzarich? I'm not referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chi le'orah, Aharon HaKohen. Does Aharon HaKohen needs the menorah in Beit HaMikdash? Does he need the menorah in the Mishkan? We're not referring to v'chi le'orahu tzarich. We understood le'orahu tzarich, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Does he need the light? So no, we're not talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, for sure, he doesn't need the light. He lights for us all the times, in the past, present, and future, all the times. Ela v'chi Aharon, does he need that light when he goes inside Kodesh HaKodeshim? Does he need it when he goes inside the Eichal? He doesn't need it. Why not? V'chi le'orah Aharon hu tzarich kishaya nechnas lefnim, v'halo 40 shana haya me'ir lahem amud ha'anan b'chol mekomot. כדמרין הברייתא דמלאכת המשכן, שאדם היה רואה בחבית ויודע מה בתוכה. In what zechut, in whose zechut, we used to look, a person, he has a jar, you look at the habit, and you know what's inside. In whose zechut he see this? In the zechut of Aharon HaKohen. But because all alani kabod, in whom zechut, which zechut they came? Because of Aharon HaKohen. Alani kabod, b'zechut Aharon, b'ira shel Miriam, b'zechut Miriam, and Naman, b'zechut Moshe. So Aharon HaKohen, he doesn't need the light. Hey, la'adot hi lechol ba'i olam. That's what Tosafot is saying. That means, according to the Tosafot comes out, V'chi le'orahu tzarich le'menorah. Why do we need the, what's the menorah? The menorah is coming to teach us that all the menorah was, does Aharon need the menorah? All the 40 years in the Midbar, we got light in the zechut of Aharon. So comes here the Hatam Sofer, said, oh, now I understand how come the mezvah of the menorah, the pasuk said, be'atat tzaveit kol hachem, be'atat tzaveit b'nei Israel. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, not Aharon HaKohen. Why not? דקאי על שהלכו לאורו ולכן לא ייתכן שאהרון יאמר כן בעצמו על כן אתה תסווה ולא אחר what is it telling us here? It's beautiful here. He said if that's the case it, here also the same thing what the Ramban told us that it's not proper that Aharon should ask them to bring them the clothing. Here also it's not proper should Aharon HaKohen should ask Bnei Israel to bring what? To bring the shemen, the olive oil, to light the menorah. Why? Because this, as if he was telling them, listen, all the 4 years in the Midbar, you had light in my zechut. It's not a proper, it's not anava. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu should tell Bnei Israel, not Aharon. That's here already told us. But I saw here that Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he has different pirush over here. But maybe we'll start maybe from the Midrash. Then we go to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. We have the Midrash Rabbah. We have the Midrash Rabbah in Parashat Kitabo, Parashat Zayin, Siman Gimal. The Midrash says here, Zehu she'amar katub l'reyach shemanecha tobim, shemen turak shemecha al ken alamot ha'ibucha. That's the pasuk in Shir Shirim. The Midrash says here, Rabbanan amre b'chamisha devarim nimshala ha'torah. The Torah is compared to five different items. B'mayim, b'yayin, b'divash, b'halab u'b'shemen. How the Gemara brings pesukim for everyone? B'mayim, the Torah is compared to water. Shneimar, hoy kol tzamei lechul ha'mayim. The Torah compared to water. B'yayin, minayin shneimar, wishtu b'yayin masachti. All of this, that's compared to the Torah. Lichu lachamu b'lachami, wishtu b'yayin masachti. That's the pasuk Mishle tells us. What's wishtu b'yayin masachti? You should drink the wine that I poured. אני מזגתי. So you have to taste it. תעמורו כתוב השם. That's the Torah compared to wine. And the Torah compared to דבש וחלב. זה פסוש ישירים. דבש וחלב תחת לשונך. And the Torah compared to olive oil also. שנאמר שמן תורק שמך. The Torah is compared to olive oil. מה השמן הזה תחלתו מר וסופו מתוק? כך הם דברי תורה. אדם מצטער עליהם בתחלה. אבל עושה בהן אחרית טובה, שנאמר, והיה ראשיתך מצער, ואחריתך יסגה מאוד. So what the Midrash telling us is, it's same thing, the Torah compared to olive oil, same thing, olive oil, in the beginning it's very bitter, until at the end you enjoy it. Here also same thing, the Torah in the beginning, is תחלת תורת תחלתה יסורין, וסופה שלווה. That's what the Mishnah tells us. דבר אחר, מה השמן הזה חיים לעולם? אף דברי תורה חיים לעולם. Same way the olive oil brings life to the world. How? So the Pirush Maharzu explains how does the olive oil bring life to the world. Said everything that you eat. You want to eat salad, you have to put olive oil. You're cooking something, you need oil. So you need, it brings you enjoyment, brings life. Without the olive oil, there's no taste. That's what he says here. The Midrash continues, מה השמן הזה מביא אורה לעולם, אף דברי תורה הם אורה לעולם. Same thing, they bring light to the world, also דברי תורה brings light to the world, that's כנר מזבא בתורה אור. דבר אחר, מה השמן הזה אין יכול להתערב במשקין אחרים, גם ישראל אין יכול להתערב בעבדי כוכבים. שני, מר ואבדיל אתכם נעמים להיות לי. Let's see what the Midrash is telling us over here. Because of many things, the Torah is compared to olive oil. And here the pasuk by us telling us, "Ve'ata tesavet ben Yisrael ve'kho elecha shemen zayit zach katit lemaor." Shemen zayit, pure olive oil, that's referring to the Torah Kedusha, which is pure olive oil. That's you, Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to tell ben Yisrael, you have to teach them, because the Torah, the Gemara tells us, the Torah nitana only for Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah only to Moshe, not to ben Yisrael. What are you talking about? Only to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he gather all Am Israel under Har Sinai? The Gemara said, no. What the Gemara meant to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave the pilpulim of the Torah to Moshe only. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not command Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Bnei Israel the pilpulim of the Torah. He told them, teach them the halachot. Bottom line, halacha, mutar, asur. That's it. Why is it mutar? Because of what? What's the reasoning? You don't have to tell them. Mutar, this is asur. That's it. Black and white. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told him in Har Sinai, 40 yom ba 40 lila, he was in Har Sinai, he told him all the details. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he was noheg ayin toba b'am Israel, and he passed on also the pilpulim of the Torah. That's what Pasuk said. Tob ayin hu yiborach ki natan min lachmo ladal. Who's that tob ayin? That's Moshe Rabbeinu, she natan min lachmo ladal. Lechem, we just said, lechem is compared to Torah also. Natan min lachmo. It's his bread. Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the bread to Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Still, he passed it on to Am Yisrael. He did lifnei mishurat hadin. And here the pasuk said, "Be'ata tesavet ben Yisrael ve'ikhu elecha Hashem zayit zach." So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he says here, "Ubderech remez itva'er ha'katub aderech ma'amar echad hamuba b'sefer Zohar Hadash, ki arba galiyot shel Yisrael, kol echad mehem negalu menu b'zchut echad." Am Israel, we went through four galiot, and each galut were redeemed because of this galut, because of one tzaddik. Galut harishon galu b'zchut Abraham Avinu alav shalom. The second galut b'zchut Yitzhak. Third galut b'zchut Yaakov. And the fourth galut that we're in right now b'zchut Moshe. We're going to be redeemed from this galut b'zchut Moshe Rabbeinu. V'laze, and if you ask, how come this galut, it was stretched out almost 2,000 years almost. So all this, and where's Moshe Rabbeinu? He doesn't want to redeem us, Hasbe Shalom. How come Moshe Rabbeinu is taking his time? What happened? And he says here, V'laze netarach ha-galut hazeh, כי כל עוד שאין ישראל עוסקים בתורה ובמצוות, אין משה חפץ לגאול עם בטלני מן התורה. Very harsh statement is saying here. משה רבנו doesn't want to redeem people who are not toiling in the Torah. If you want the geula is coming to the Moshe. Moshe, he wants people learning Torah. וזהו שרמז הכתוב כאן באומרו, ואתה תסובת מן ישראל על דרך אומרם זל, אין צו אלא מלכות, כי הוא ימלוך עלינו לעתיד. אבל התנאי הוא הדבר שיעסקו ישראל בתורה. וזה אומרו ויקחו אליך השם זית זך, ירמוז אל התורה, שנמשל על השמן. מה השמן מביא אורה לעולם, כך התורה מביאה אורה לעולם. הוא just read from the מדרש. והן דברי זוהר. That's what he says here. ודכדך לומר שמן זית זך. משה רבנו is asking from Israel, you need שמן זית זך. You want me to come to bring you the geula that you're waiting for so long time? You have to learn Torah, Shemin Zayit Zach. What Shemin Zayit Zach? Shasrachin la'asok b'Torah l'shmah, b'lish marim, shehem l'kanter chas v'shalom, o l'etgadel v'chadome. Said, if you want me to come to redeem you have to have Shemin Zayit Zach. Shemin is the Torah, it has to be pure Torah, l'shem shamayim. Then if I see you learning the Torah, then I'll come. That's why, I'm Israel, we're waiting now for the Geula. How are we going to bring the Geula closer? By learning Torah L'Shem Shamayim. That's Moshe Rabbeinu is going to see us learning Torah. We accepted the Torah, we are learning the Torah. It's going to come and redeem us. That's here, that's the pasuk. Ve'etat ha'sabedet in Israel, ve'ekho elech ha'shem in Zayit Zach. And we all know the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, the Gemara tells us over there, famous Gemara, Daf Pehet Amud Alef, the Gemara tells us over there, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu, by Ma'amad Har Sinai, he put Am Israel under the mountain. He picked up Kibyachol Mount Sinai, whatever, and he put it on top of Am Israel. He uprooted the whole mountain on top of Am Israel. אם אתם מקבלים את התורה מוטבים לב, שם תהיה קיבורתם, חס ושלום. He told them, if you don't want to accept the Torah, I'll let go. The mountain is going to fall on you. That's it. You're buried alive. That's what the Gemara tells us here. So, one of the Hachamim here in the Gemara, he tells us here, אמר בי אבדימי ברחמה ברחסה מלמד שקפה עליהם את ההר כגיגית ואמר להם אתם מקבלים לתורה וכו'. אמר בי החבר יעקב מכאן מודעה רבה לאורייתא. said from here you have מודעה רבה לאורייתא. שו יעני מודעה רבה? לציר ראשי. מודעה רבה שאם יזמינה מקדוש ברוך הוא לדין למה לא קיימתם מה שקבלתם עליכם? יש להם תשובה שקבלוה באונס. If Hashem is going to come to Am Israel, he's going to ask us, how come you did not fulfill, how come you didn't keep the mitzvot of the Torah? We have an answer already. We're preparing an answer for La'atid Labo. We have an answer. What's the answer? You force us to accept the Torah. You put the mountain on top of us. We didn't want the Torah. But you force us to accept the Torah. And that's a problem. What do you mean? Hashem has to force us? What's the whole Na'aseh ben Shema? That's what they said. Na'aseh ben Shema is referring to Torah Shebichtab. Torah Shebaal Peh did not want to accept it. So Hashem is going to ask us, how come you didn't keep the Torah? You forced us to keep it. We didn't want it. You forced us to keep the Torah. Therefore, Mud'a Rabbah Le'oraita. That means, don't worry, you don't have to keep any mitzvot. Hazu Shalom. But that's what so far is telling us over here. But the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbah, Af'al Pikein, Hadur Bekubbeluha Bimea Hashverosh. דכתיב קיימו וקבלו יהודים עליהם ועל זרעם קיימו מה שקבלו כבר. said even though עם ישראל השם forced us to accept תורה שבעל פה by הר סיני, but still at the times of אחשוורוש עם ישראל accepted the Torah once again out of love. How? פסוק said קיימו וקבלו יהודים עליהם ועל זרעם. עם ישראל they accepted upon themselves on them and on their kids also to come עליהם ועל זרעם for everyone. How do you know? Simple understanding of the pasuk. Kiyemu v'kabelu Yehudim, v'kabelu what? That every year they're going to celebrate Purim. That's what a simple understanding. How did the Gemara learn from here? So kiyemu v'kabelu, they accepted the whole Torah. How do you get the whole Torah from here? אלא אנחנו מפרשים לסיים, same question they ask about נעשה ונשמע. How could עם ישראל say נעשה ונשמע? First you have to say נשמע, let us hear what you have to say, then we will keep it. First נעשה, then נשמע. Same over there also, there's an answer we don't want to get into it now, but here by us, קיימו וקבלו. How could you be מקיים, how could you keep the מצוות before קבלו, what's קבלו? You have to hear it first. The pasuk was supposed to say kibbelu and then kiyemu. Ela, the pasuk is teaching us here kiyemu the mitzvah of Purim. So what's the kibbelu? Kibbelu, whatever they got the Torah that they were forced to accept it by Ma'amad Har Sinai, here they accepted it again. Let's hear what the Gemara told us over here. Kiyemu b'kibbelu Yehudim at the time of the Ahashverosh. Comes the Ben Ish Chai, he said, when did this happen at the time of the Ahashverosh? This, that Am Israel, they accepted the Torah, they accepted it after they hung Haman. It says here, קיימו מה שקבלו כבר, פירוש אחר צליבת המן וגדולת מרדכי, חזרו וקיימו קבלת התורה מחדש. It said, we are forced to explain that Am Israel, they accepted the Torah again, after Haman, we got rid of Haman, after Mordechai became second to Ahashverosh, משנה למלך Ahashverosh, then עם ישראל, they saw the miracles that הקדוש ברוך הוא did with them by Purim, then they accepted the Torah again, out of love. Why are you forced to say it like this? דאם עשו זאת הקבלה קודם צליבת המן, אחר שנודע להם הגזרה, נמצא שגם בקבלה זו אנוסים הם, שעשו כן כדי לבטל את הגזרה. So if you're going to tell me, they accepted that גזרה, they accepted the Torah when? Before Haman was hung, then you still have Mud'ara Bale Uraita. Why? Because Hashem, even after Purim come to us, how come you didn't keep the Torah? You force us. But you kept it by Purim. Also by Purim, you forced us to accept it. Why? Because if it wasn't because of Haman, we didn't want it. The only reason why we accepted the Torah, because we saw Haman, he had the big Gezerah on Am Israel, they have no choice. Therefore, we have no choice. We cried out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who accepted the Torah again. That's what the Gemara said. Also, basically, the Gemara, Masechet Megillah. That's what the Gemara tells us. That Gedola Hasrat Tabat, Ve'Yasar Amir Tabato Ma'adu, Ve'Tena Lehaman Min Hamidata. That's what made Am Israel do Teshuvah and come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us also, Masechet Megillah, how come Esther Malka, she invited Haman to the party that she made for Ahashverosh? What's Haman have to do there? If she wants to tell a secret to Ahashverosh, call Ahashverosh, her husband, let him come and talk together. Why Haman came in the picture here? Elad, the Gemara said, very, very deep answer. Short, very short and very deep. The Gemara said, because Esther and Malkah, she heard from Am Israel, she heard from people, even after Haman made the Gezerah, Chas v'Shalom, wanted to destroy Am Israel, people say, who listens to Haman? We have our sister, she's the queen. Do you think she's going to let Haman do his gezerah? He's going to fulfill his gezerah? For sure, she's going to talk to her husband, Ahashverosh. He's going to stop the gezerah. Don't worry, Am Israel. Continue doing whatever you're doing. The Gemara said, no. Esther Malka Bidavka, she invited Haman to the party. Why? Because she wanted Am Israel to think that she's friend with Haman. Chas v'Shalom. Why? Because now Am Israel, they're going to say, who's going to help us? We thought that Esther Malka is going to help us. Now Esther Malka is inviting Haman. She's in the same boat with Haman. So now, Ein lanu al mid shayin, illa al abinu shav shamayim. Therefore, Am Israel had no choice. We did teshuvah. So that's what the Gemara said. That's the reason why Esther Malka invited Haman to the party. But here, Ben Shai told us, said, Am Israel, they accepted the Torah again. Hadur v'kibbeluha. Bizman Ahashverosh, they accepted the Torah again, not before the Gezerah of Haman. Because if it was before the Gezerah of Haman, it still happened with the Arab Al-Oraita. Ela, before we did Teshuvah, we didn't accept the Torah yet. After we saw all the miracles Hashem did with us, now we accepted the Torah. After Haman, we got rid of Haman. After Mordechai became Mishneh LeMelech Ahashverosh, then Am Israel, they saw the miracles, they accepted the Torah. That's here what Hakim tell us. That you see that here, the Ve'etatis of Et Ben Israel, that's the acceptance of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he wants to redeem us, but he wants us first to learn Torah. How are we going to learn the Torah? We are forced to accept the Torah. By the time of Ahashverosh, now Am Israel, we got the Torah and we accepted it out of love. We were learning this week, learning about the Ya'arot Dvash. He tells us here that Darush Gimal, Chelek Aleph, Darush Gimal, he tells us that the Pasuk says, Alken Kareu Liyamim Ha'ele Purim Al Shem HaPur. Why they called the holiday Purim? What's Purim? Purim sounds plural. Why they called it Purim? Al Shem HaPur. Because of the lottery that Haman did. Lottery, he did the one lottery. Why they call it Purim? Pur. If Pasuk says, Al Shem HaPur, not Al Shem HaPurim. He did the one lottery or two lotteries. What happened? He explains here the Ya'arot Dvash. He said, no, really, Haman, he did two lotteries. We explained it during the week. We don't want to repeat the same thing now, but we'll try to explain it a little bit as Hashem differently. And also, we have to understand in the Megillat Esther, the Pasuk says that Mordechai, he wasn't bowing down to Haman HaRasha, he wasn't bowing down to him. And they told Mordechai, how come you're not bowing down to him? And he told them, I'm not going to bow down to him. And then they told Haman. ויגידו להמן לראות היעמדו דברי מרדכי כי יגיד להם אשר הוא יהודי. How come המן מרדכי is not paying down to המן? So they told המן. And so המן, he got so upset at this. And he said, ויאר המן כי אין מרדכי קורע ומשתחווה לו, וימלא המן חימה. He got full of anger. What happened? So make believe, you didn't see him. And really, if you pay attention in the Megillah, it doesn't sound from the Megillah that Haman saw Mordechai not bowing down to him. He didn't see him. All what it says in the Megillah that ve'yagidu lehaman, they told Haman that Mordechai is not bowing down to you. That means Haman, out of his ga'ava, he thinks everyone's bowing down to him. He didn't even bother looking at people who's bowing down or not. For sure, everyone's bowing down to me. He didn't even pay attention if Mordechai is bowing down to or not. But the people, they told Haman that, listen, Mordechai is not bowing down to you. So that's, now Haman, he saw this, he got so upset. What's there so upset? Oh, why? So one person is not bowing down to you. Oh, okay, make believe he didn't see him. Why is he so upset? And also, the Pasuk said, ויבז בעיניו לשלוח יד במרדכי לבדו, כי יגידו לו את עם מרדכי. They told him from which nation Mordechai is. Therefore, Haman decided, let's get rid of the whole nation. It's also very tamuha meod. Said, how could one person did something to you? You want to wipe out the whole nation because of one person? Aishi hadi hita ve'al kol aida tiktsov. Kaura, what's going on over here? Mordechai is bothering you. No problem. Kill Mordechai. Why you want to kill everyone else? What's the whole idea? And also, see in the Megillah that Haman said, "Bekesh lehashmid laharog lebet kol yehudim min na'ar ve'ad zakin taf enashim biyom echad, in one day." I have a question. Why really Haman cares to kill Am Israel, all of them, in one day? Why do you care? If they're gonna take them a few days to kill Am Israel, hasb shalom, gonna take them a week or a month, who cares? The main thing, you wanna wipe them out, you wipe them out. Why did he say dafka biyom echad? Why dafka yom echad? What if it was 2 days? It's no good. Was a week, it's no good. You did your, that's your intention. You did it. Khalas, what do you want? So, the Chaura, what's going on over here? And also, the Pasuk said, Hepil pur hu hagoral lifne haman. What's lifne haman, Chaura? The words lifne haman, it's extra. Who did the lottery? Haman. Hepil pur hu hagoral lifne haman. Of course, lifne, he did it. What do you mean lifne haman? That's also what we have to understand by Bezrat Hashem. We know that the Shulchan Aruch brings down by Ilchot Megillah. He tells us here in Siman Tafresh Petet, he said, who's Hayab to hear the Megillah? Who's Hayab to hear the Megillah? We have the Gemara Masechet Arachin, the Mishnah and the Gemara over there. They tell us that everyone's Hayab, Hakol Hayabim B'Mikra Megillah, Kohanim, Leviim, Ve'Israelim. Kohen, Levi, Israel, Hayab to hear the Megillah. The Gemara said, oh yeah? Kohen Levi Israel, of course, you thought otherwise. If Kohen Levi Israel, they're not going to be Hayab, who's going to be Hayab? The Goyim. What do you mean? Kohen Levi Israel, they have to hear the Megillah. Hazaku Baruch. Of course. What's the Hadosh? The Gemara said, no. That nafka minna, that Kohanim ba'avodatam, ulviyim bedukhanam, Israel be ma'amadam, they have to stop from doing whatever they're doing and come hear the Megillah. That's the Hadith of the Gemara, but they have a long list over there. Who's Hayab and who's Patur? Here we'll get to the bottom line. Comes here the Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Petit Saif Alef. Hakol Hayabim Bukriyatah. Anashim, Venashim, Vigirim, Vaabadim, Meshuhrarim. Umhanachim Taketanim Lukrotah. Everyone has to hear it, men, ladies, everyone has to hear it. And Girim, converts, of course, they have to hear it. Vaabadim, Meshuhrarim. What's Abid Meshuhrar? Abid Kenaani. Someone, he bought Abed and he freed him. After Abed Kenani is going to be freed, then that Abed, he has all the halakhot like a Jew. He has to keep all the mizvot. He became a Jew. He becomes a Jew. After he redeems him, he becomes a regular Jew. Before he redeems him, as long as the Abed is not Meshuhrar, is Abed Kenani, still, like Mara said, is still Hayab Mizvot like a lady. Same way lady Hayab Mizvot Haseh. She'en lahem zman girama. Okay? But anyways, what I said does have certain time, bound by time, Nashim are Peturot. Also, Ibid Kanani is the same thing, is Patur. But all the mazbot that ladies are Hayam, Ibid Kanani is Hayam. But Ibid Kanani that you free him is Hayam, all the mazbot, you're a regular Jew. So here the Shulchan Aruch said, Va'abadim Meshuhrarim. So what's the Hadush? Abadim Shuhrarim. Comes here in the Mishnah Brura. It sounds like from here. Abal im ena Mishuhrarim peturim. Why? Degree I'm in Nashim de Anyanze. He says here, he said, Suharuch said, if the Ibed, if he was freed, then he's Hayab. But as long as we did not free that Ibed Kenani, it sounds like it's Patur. Why? Because Suharuch emphasizes it. Only Ibed Mishuhrar is Hayab. It sounds like Ibed She'enu Mishuhrar is Patur. Said, why? I just told you, Ibed Kenani, even is not Meshuhrar, Hayab Mizvot, like ladies. And ladies are also Hayab Megila. How come he's Patur? I said he's Patur. Why is he Patur? I said, degree I'm in Nashim, he's worse than Nashim. Why is it like this? So the Bet Yosef explains, he said, really, it's all depending on how to understand it. Why ladies are Hayab to hear the Megila? Are they Hayab to hear the Megila because the miracle happened through a lady? Through Esther Malkah, she is the main player in Megillat Esther. It's called Megillat Esther. She is the main player over there. Because she did the miracle, therefore, through her the miracle happened. Therefore, ladies are Hayab because the whole miracle happened through a lady, just like by Nes Hanukkah. Okay? Or, if you're going to tell me like this, then if that's the reason why ladies are Hayabin, then there's no reason why to be Mihayab the Abadim. Why Abed's Hayab is not Isha. The only reason why you said ladies are Hayabim, because the miracle happened through them. That's the ladies. But Abed, even though you have the halakhot like a lady, but he is not a Isha. So he's Patur. Or, if you're going to tell me no, even ladies are Hayab to hear the Megillah. Why? Because Haman, he wanted to kill men and ladies. Taf v'nashim b'yom echad. So if that's the case, if you want to kill Taf v'nashim b'yom echad, obviously you wanted to kill everyone. That's what the Bet Yosef tells us. ואם הפירוש הוא משום שאף הן היו בכלל הגזרה של להשמיד להרוג ולבית תף אנשים ביום אחד, הרי גם עבדים שאינם משוחררים היו בספק סכנה, כיוון שהיו נמולים ונוהגים בדת ישראל כנשים. So that's here the מחלוקת depending here. The משנה ברורה tells us, שוחרר אוכרית עבד משוחרר חייב. So it sounds like עבד שאינו משוחרר, it sounds like he's פטור. However, יש אומרים שאפילו שאינם משוחררים חייבים, some say. Well, it's all depending on the two answers that the Bet Yosef brings. But we could explain that according to everyone, we could say that the Abadim, She'inam Shuhrarim, are Peturim from Megillah. Why? Why is it like this? We all know the Gemara, Masechet Megillah, the Gemara tells us over there, Daf Tet Zayin, that after Mordechai, on the way to become Mishneh LeMelech Ahashverosh, after the Belal Ahuna, the Dilash Shinat HaMelech, and they read in front of Ahashverosh all what happened, and then he told Haman, you have to go and put all the clothing, whatever Haman said. Haman, he thought he was referring to him, long story. So the Bikit Zor, he told him, whatever you told me, go do everything to Mordechai Yehudi, Yoshe B'Sha'ar HaMelech. Al Tepel Dabar M'Kol Asher Dabarta. He went over there, and Bekitzur, he went to him and he was arguing with him until he told him that, listen, he came to Mordechai Yehudi, he saw him, he was doing teaching Bilchot Kemitza. So he told him, comes your Hilchot Kemitza, pushed away my 10,000 kikarot kesef that I give to Ahasuerosh. You, because of your learning Torah, Be'Hashem in Zayit Zach, Yikho Elecha, learning Torah, Hilchot Kemitza, teaching to Tanakot Shere Bet Rabban, that's what pushed away all my money that he donated. He wants it to give to Ahasuerosh, and Ahasuerosh didn't want it. The Arad Bash brings down that after Ahasuerosh did not want the money, what did Haman do with the money? He took it and he gave it away to the aniyim. He gave it to tzedakah. Why? He's doing a lot of tzedakah because he wants Hashem to help him succeed kill Am Yisrael. He was doing tzedakah, you know, for segula. So that's what he did with all 10,000 kikar kesef. All the money he gave it out for tzedakah. So Bekitzur, he told him, your Hilchot Kemitza came and pushed away all 10,000 kikar kesef that I have. Mordechai heard this, he told him that you have? You think that you own any money? He told him, Amar le Rasha, Ebed shekana nechasim, Ebed lemi ve nechasim lemi. What is this? He told him, you're claiming that the 10,000 kikar kesef belongs to you? He said, do you know who you are? You are my Ebed. You are my Ebed. If you are my Ebed, you belong to me, and the nechasim of the Ebed also belong to me. So what are you saying? My Hilchot Kemitza pushed away my 10,000 kikar kesef. It's not yours, it's mine. That's what he told him. Why? Because he called him an Ebed. Why he called him an Ebed? Because really, he was an Ebed. The famous story that everyone knows, that brings down here Neil Kutchemoni. We also mentioned it during the week. It said here, Al-Kutchamani by Megillat Esther, Remez Taf Taf Resh Nun Vav. He says here, Pa'am Ahat Natan HaMelech Mamun V'Shigiram B'Rashay Gayasot L'Chbosh Et HaMedina. Haman and Mordechai, both of them, they were generals by Ahasuerosh. A long time before the story of, before the miracle of Purim happened, Ahasuerosh, he sent them to conquer one town. נטל המן ממון שלו ואכלו ולא נשתייר לו ממון. All the money, all the food that המן he took with him, they finished it him and his soldiers. וכשבא להוציא על בעלי מלחמה לא היה בידו כלום. אבל מרדכי חצי של ממון היה בידו. אז בא המן אצל מרדכי ואמר לו הלוויני ממון זה שבידך. המן told מרדכי, give me some money please, everyone is dying now, we don't have money, we don't have food. He told him, no, I cannot give you. אמר לו, אין אני נותן לך כלום. אמר לו, please do something, said, we're gonna die. And he told them, you know what? One condition. אלא אם כן תמכור את עצמך לעבד לי. If you're willing to sell yourself as a servant, as an עבד to me, then I'll give you, I'll help you. Then he had no choice, Haman's gonna die anyways. So he said, okay, קבל על נפשי ואלווהו. He accepted upon himself that he's going to be the servant of Mordechai. וכתב לו, הרי המן עבדו של מרדכי. והיינו דאמר למרדכי להמן, עבדה דקנה נכסים, עבדה דמן נכסים דמן. That's what the Gemara, מסכת מגילה, was saying. עבדה דעבד that he bought נכסים, נכסים belongs to who? And everything belongs to who? Everything belongs to me. Belongs to that מרדכי יהודי. That means that המן, he was the עבד of מרדכי יהודי. Now with this, we come to מרן החידה. He tells us something beautiful here, מרן החידה. He tells us here in ספר נחל אשכול, on מגילת אסתר, פרק ג' פסוק ד', he tells us here, שמעתי מחכם אחד שפירש בדרך צחות. What פירש בדרך צחות? ופסוק said, ויגידו להמן לראות היעמדו דברי מרדכי, כי יגיד להם אשר הוא יהודי. What does mean that they want to see how Haman's what is he gonna do to Mordechai Yehudi? Because he told them Mordechai is Yehudi. Therefore, they want to see how things gonna unfold. So, Shemati b'derech tzachut, the kivan shehaman haya ebed leMordechai. Haman was the servant of Mordechai. Therefore, im hayinu be'eres Israel, if Am Israel, we had the power, we had the authority, we have Beit HaMikdash, היינו מלין וטובלין אותו לשם עבדות, והיה חייב בכל המצוות שנשים חייבות. If we had the authority, that means if we had Beit HaMikdash, then Haman is considered like Ebed of Mordechai. What's the din of Ebed of a Jew? It's חייב המצוות like a lady. That means he has to dip, we have to do Brit Mila to Haman, and he's a Jew. He's officially a Jew. ואם כן, אפשר שמרדכי אמר להם שהוא עבדו, בדין עבד ישראל למול ולטבול ולקיים מצוות שהן נשים חייבות בהן. ואם היה המן בארץ ישראל בידינו תקיפה, היה יהודי. וזהו שאמר, והגידו להמן לראות העמדו דברי מרדכי, כי הגיד להם אשר הוא יהודי. הוא זה יהודי, המן זה יהודי, כדין עבדים. That's what he says here. He said, המן זה יהודי. Why? Because he's the עבד of מרדכי יהודי. Therefore, is חייב all the מצוות ladies are חייבים in them. ועל פי זה אפשר לדקדק מה דכתיב אם מלא המן חימה. So you see right here in the פרק גימל, when they told המן that מרדכי is not bowing down to him, פסוק says, he got so angry at him, וירא המן כי אין מרדכי קורע ומשתחווה לו, ואם מלא המן חימה. המן, he was full of anger on whom? On מרדכי. It doesn't say על מרדכי. ואם מלא המן חימה, got angry. המן got angry. Doesn't say he got angry at whom. You see later on, פרק ה', פסוק סד, ויצא המן ביום ההוא שמח וטוב לב, וכראות המן את מרדכי בשער המלך, after he came out of the party, יישא מרדכי again, ולא קם ולא זעם ממנו. He didn't even move. ואם מלא המן על מרדכי חימה. How come here, ואם מלא המן חימה, doesn't say he got angry at whom? He got angry. Over there said, ומלא המן על מרדכי חימה. What's here? What's going on? ועל פי זה אפשר לדקדק, מה דכתיב ומלא המן חימה, לא כתיב ומלא המן על מרדכי חימה כדכתיב אחר כך. אלא, כי המן בשמוע הדברים אלו תצלנה אוזניו, ומרוב זדונו הראה להם שלא הקפיד לומר שהם דברי שטות. המן, after he heard what people are saying in the name of מרדכי, that מרדכי is going around and he's announcing that that Haman is Yehudi. When he heard this, he got so angry. He said, you calling me a Jew? He said, we have the Midrash. Midrash Rabbah tells us, you have the Midrash Rabbah, interesting. Megillat Echa, you have the Midrash Rabbah, he tells us here, in Parasha Aleph, Siman Lametet, the Midrash here brings the story, Re'e Adonai vehabita, ki hayiti zolela. Look, Rabban Shal Olam, what happened? How come we're disgraced in the eyes of the Mota Olam? Amar b'Pinchas, Obadah hava b'tertin nashin zanyan b'eshkelon. There was once a story, two ladies, they got angry at each other. They have yan mitketeshan da'imda. They were fighting, with each other. Two ladies are fighting with each other, and they're hitting each other, pulling the hair of, fighting, big fight. אמרה חדה לחברתה כדביין מתכתשן דעמדה לתאת אזלה מאחד יחזיין אפך יהודייתה. You don't want to live here, you dirty Jew, you look like your face, you look like a Jew. Get out of here. They were arguing with each other. And she cursed her, she told her, your face look like a Jew, like a Jewish lady. לבטר יומין למדרש סד, את רצית דלידה. They made shalom between them. אמרה לה, על כל לה שרי ושביק ליך. I forgive you on everything that you did to me. You beat me up and you pulled my hair and you punched me. Whatever you did to me, I forgive you. But on one thing, I do not forgive you. אלא על דה אמרת לי חזיין אפיך יהודייתה, לא שרי ולא שביק לך. I would never forgive you for such a statement. You calling me a Jew? I would never forgive you. לכך נאמר, ראה אדוני והביטה, כי הייתי זוללה, even אמות העולם. They don't want to hear about Am Israel, Hasb Shalom. So that's here what the Midrash telling us here. We'll come back to the Nahal Shkol Ahida. He told us when he heard Mordechai, when Haman, he heard that Mordechai is calling him a Jew. He said he got so angry. But in the beginning, he said he didn't want to show his anger. He got angry at whom? As if, you know, not at Mordechai, something else. But really deep in his heart, he got angry at Mordechai and the people that were telling him. So that's what he says here. ומרוב זה דונו הראה להם שלא הקפיד לומר שהם דברי שטות. אבל אחר סמוך וירא המן כי אין מרדכי קורע ומשתחווה לו, ואם מלא המן חימה. Doesn't say, ואם מלא המן על מרדכי חימה, why? כי בין על מרדכי, בין על אותם שיגידו לו כי מרדכי אמר שהוא המן יהודי. He got angry at both of them. ובו בפרק כפה פסחתר. אבל אחר כך שהיה לו לתלות, כי לא קרא למרדכי, ראה חמתו על הכל. After the pasuk is telling us, before he was going to be hanged, the pasuk said, all this happened to him, why? Because of מרדכי. But really, here at the beginning, he got angry not only at Mordechai, but at Mordechai and the people they were telling him in the name of Mordechai. That's here what he told us. But before this, he says here, Ahida, also, he said, Vehi ke umram elav v'yom v'yom v'lo shama alehim. V'yegidu lehaman lerot haya amdud b'rei Mordechai ki yegidu lehim asher Yehudi. The people, they told Mordechai, how come you're not bowing down to him? And he told him, I would not bow down. So what kind of question? What they're asking him? What does mean also, Vehi ke umram elav v'yom v'yom? What's yom v'yom? What all this? He says here, זה פירשתי בעניותי פסוקים אלו ויכתוב כאן בקצור מה שכתב הרב בספר מנות הלוי דף קופנון ה שהביא מתוספתה ששטר מחירות המן לעבד למורדכי והוא שהמן נמכר למורדכי לעבד ליום אחד בכל שבוע כל ימי חייו. So ספר מנות הלוי brings down that all the story that we read from ירקות שמעוני that המן is עבד for to Mordechai, he wasn't Abed all his lifetime. He was Abed one day a week. I don't know what day, Sunday, Monday. One day a week he was Abed. All the rest of the days, he was for his own. But one day a week, he was Abed for Mordechai. V'imkin, if that's the case, it comes out that Haman haya hatsi Abed v'hasi ben horin. Person is hatsi Abed, hatsi ben horin. Now what's the halakha? If you have a person who's half of that person's ibad, half of him is free. First of all, how is this case possible? Half a person ibad, half ben horin. What if you bought half ibad? How could you buy half ibad? And now the Gemara says, he said, no, it could be that maybe two partners they bought one ibad, and one partner died. He doesn't have yorshim or whatever. Or one partner he freed him. Now that servant, that ibad, is still ibad, half ibad to the other owner. What does such a person do? Said hasiu ibad, hasiu bin horin. If it was hasiu ibad, we said hayab mizvot like a lady. If it was hasiu bin horin, hayab in all the mizvot. What does he do now, such a person? So we have a mishnah, Masechet Gittin. The mishnah said mi shehu hasiu ibad v'hasiu bin horin. What does he do? Obed etrabo yom echad. ויתעצמו יום אחד, דברי בית הלל. בית הלל say, since that is half עבד, he has one day he serves his master, and one day he's for himself, he's free. That's what בית הלל said, one day to his master, one day to himself. אמרו להם בית שמאי לבית הלל, אם כן, תקנתם את רבו, אבל התעצמו, לא תקנתם. Said, why? He says, you found solution that's good for his master, for the master. But he didn't find solution good for the Ibid. Why not? Because that Ibid, if he wants to get married, who's he going to marry to? If he's going to marry Shifha, he's not allowed to, because half of him is Ben Horin. Ben Horin is not allowed to marry Shifha. Okay? The Pasuk says, Lot ye kedesham ben Israel, lo ye kadesh ben Israel. Targum over there says, Lot ye kedesha was kedesha ve kadesh. Said the Ibid is not allowed to marry Israelite. An Israeli is not allowed to marry Shifha. So here, this person, he's half Ibid, half Ben Horin. To marry Shifha, he cannot because half of him is Ben Horin. To marry Bat Horin, he cannot because half of him is Ibid. So what should he do? Don't get married at all. Don't get married. The whole world was created, Shvid Beria Verbia. Shneimar, Lo Tohu Bira'ah, La Shevet Yitzara. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. People should multiply. Ela. So Bet Hillel told Bet Shammai, so what options do you have? They told him, since that we didn't find solution for the Ibid himself, therefore, we forced the other master to free him, then he becomes free, and there's Ibid all the Muslim. That's what it says over there in the Mishnah. But Maran Ahida says here, said since that, according to Sefer Manot al-Levi, that Haman, he was one day a week Ibed to Mordechai. That means Haman, he was Hitzi Ibed, Hitzi Ben Horin. What's the halakha? Deshurat ad-din hu de'obed et atzmo yom echad ve'et rabbo yom echad. V'chin Haman haya obed le'mordechai yom echad b'shabuah, v'shari yame shabuah obed et atzmo. V'et takana lo sheyach bo. Takana that Hazru Bet Hillel wrote Kedbrei Bet Shammai doesn't apply to Haman. Why? Because Haman already he's married, he already has kids. The Gemara said, Verob Banav. Rob Banav says, Rob's Gematria 208. He has 208 children. I don't know how, the, how many wives he has. I don't know. But that's what the Gemara said. That Rob Banav, 208, Gematria Rob. So the Takana, Penetakuna Aulam, Kofint Rabom Shahriro, doesn't apply to Haman. He already had more than enough. He's married and he has children, he has wives, he has everything. Therefore, the Takana doesn't apply to him. Ela, so what we said with Haman, Aubedet Rabo Yom Ehad, let Asmo Yom Ehad. Pay attention now. ויש סברה בגמרא בירושלמי מסכת גטין פרק ד' הלכה ה' שאם קדש אישה ביום רבו אין חושים לקדושיו. If that עבד, which is חציו עבד, חציו בן חורין. If he, we said he cannot get married not to שפחה, neither to Israeli. What happened if he went and he did it קדושין? So the גמרא said, קדש אישה ביום רבו אין חושים לקדושיו. And the day that he was supposed to be Abed for the master, if that day he went and did Kiddushin to Isha, nonsense. All the Kiddushin doesn't count at all. However, if he did Kiddushin in the day that belongs to him, one Hakam over there says, yes, Isha Mekudesha. It's Mahloket over there in the Gemara, but that's one Hakam he holds like this. V'zehya v'kuach ben Yoshbe Sha'ar im Mordechai. Denehi shebeyom shehaman sarich she'abdenu dehenu yom ehad b'shavua lo ishtahave niha. We understood. The day that Haman is abed to you, Mordechai, and if Haman was walking the street on that day and you're not bowing down to him, we understand because you're the master, he's the Ibed. How could the master bow down to the Ibed? This we understand. But our problem, how come the rest of the days? How come you're not bowing down to him the rest of the days? He's Ibed to you one day a week. The other 6 days of the week, when he was passing by, how come you're not bowing down to him? אבל בשאר ימות השבוע הם של עצמו. How come you're not bound to him? וזהו שכתוב, והיא כאומרם אליו יום ויום. What's יום ויום? יום ויום. We understand one יום you don't bound to him because he's your עבד. But how about the other יום? How come you're still also not bound to him? דאמרו, then this guy, המן, חציו עבד וחציו בן חורין, דהדין הוא שעובד את רבו יום אחד ותעשמו יום אחד. וזהו יום יום. So at least, ואחד המה, הווה לך להשתחוות בימים של עצמו. How come you did not bow down to Haman at the days that he's not your servant? That was the conversation between the people and Mordechai Yehudi. ולא שמע עליהם. He didn't listen to them. Why? דין הלכה כסברה הזאתי, אלא בין ביום רבו, בין ביום עצמו, חושין לקדושיו. אין חושין לקדושיו. תדיר אית בית צד עבדות. Therefore, he says here, halakha not like them, halakha like the other hakam over there, that in any case, is kiddushin, it's a fake. Why? Because half ibed, half ben haurim. So that's why he said that he didn't pay attention to them. Now, we said that when Haman, he heard from people that they're saying in the name of Mordechai, that he called him a Jew, therefore, Malei Haman al Mordechai Hema. He got so angry, and now he said, it's not going to be enough to get rid of Mordechai alone. Why? Because since that, Mordechai is announcing that Haman is his servant, and the Pasuk said, Ebed Kina'ani, that belongs to a Jew, the Pasuk said, Ve'etnachaltem otam lebnechem acharechem lereshet ahuza, le'olam bahem ta'avodu. Said, it's not going to help. Why? Because if I'm going to kill Mordechai, what's going to be now? What's going to be? Is Haman's going to be free? So it's not going to be free. Why not? Because we know, just an example, we have here the Pasuk tells us in Parashat Naso, the Pasuk is talking about if someone stole something, he has to give it back. And the Pasuk says, "V'im ein la'ish go'el le'hashib ha'asham ilav, ha'asham ha'mushab la'adunai la'kohen, le'bad la'kipurim ha'shaykh ha'perbo alav." So that's your Asham Gizelot. The person has to bring Asham Gizelot. First of all, Vyeshibta Gizela Asher Gazal. You stole something, give it back. Then you have to bring Asham Gizelot. Give it back to who? The person you stole it from. What happened if the person you stole it from, he died? Give it to his children. His children, the children also died. His grandchildren, his brothers, somewhere from the family. But the Pasuk said, Vim in La Ish Goel. There is no one to inherit that person. The Gemara said, how in the world is it possible that there's no one to inherit a Jew? That Jew, he doesn't have children? If he has children, they're going to inherit him. He doesn't have brothers? No brothers? his father's going to, he go back in generation, go back to his father. Who is his father? He has his uncle. His uncle has children. So someone is going to inherit him. Rashi tells us here, basically from the Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, ורבותינו אמרו, וכי יש לך אדם בישראל שאין לו גואלים, או בן, או בת, או אח, או שיער בשר הקרוב משפחתו, למעלה, עד יעקב אבינו? How could it be, אם אין לה איש גואל, אלא זה הגר שמת ואין לו יורשים. If someone he converted, and someone stole from him, and he did not return the whatever he stole from him until that gear he died, and he doesn't have children, who's he going to give the money to? Then the Pasuk said, Hashem Mushab Ladonai Lekohen. Said the money that he was supposed to give it back belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said he could give it to Lekohen. Said, but you see that every person, he has someone to inherit him. So here, Haman said, it's not enough to kill Mordechai alone. I'm going to kill Mordechai, I'm not going to be free. Since that I'm Ebed to Mordechai, and the Pasuk said, ve'etnachaltem otan lebnechem acharechem lareshet ahuza le'olam bahim ta'abudu. Still, if he's not going to be the servant of Mordechai, he's going to be the Ebed of the sons of Mordechai, children of Mordechai, grandchildren of Mordechai, someone from the family of Mordechai. So nothing's going to help him. Therefore, he saw Haman, the only solution is to wipe the whole nation. Why? Because everyone could inherit Mordechai Yehudi. The only solution, ומלא המן על מרדכי חימה, how is he gonna get rid of that idea that מרדכי is bringing up, that he's, המן is the abbot of מרדכי, the only solution to wipe out the whole nation. Why? Because other than this, there is no solution. Any person is gonna leave from Am Israel, automatically Haman is gonna be the abbot of that person. Therefore, he wanted to wipe up the whole nation. And now also, he wanted to wipe up the whole nation in one day. Why only one day? Because we told you before that Ya'arod Dibashi has a Pirush. How come they called the days Karo Ya'im Ele Purim Al Shem Apur? Why they called them Purim Al Shem Apur? It was the one lottery or two lotteries. So the Midrash Rabbah told us in Megillat Esther. The Midrash Rabbah says over there that really Haman, he did two lotteries. One lottery, first of all, he made according to the days of the week. He wants to see the day of the week, what day of the week is going to come. And after that, the Midrash is Ma'arich Harbe, the Midrash. He said in the beginning, he thought maybe they will do it on Sunday. He said the day of Sunday came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu praying for Am Israel. Monday, same story. Tuesday, same story. Then he saw there's no luck for the days of the week. He went and did the lottery for the days of the month. Let's see which month and what day of the month we're going to do the Gezerah. That's what he did. They did two lotteries. One lottery for the days of the week, then the days of the month. That's what he did. Therefore, they called it Hashem Purim, Hashem Apur. He did really two lotteries, therefore they called the holiday Purim. But now the question is, why does he care, Haman, why does he care to do the lottery for the days of the week? How is he going to know if that lottery is telling the truth? What do I mean? Maybe a lottery, something's going to come up. You put your hand in the box, something's going to come up. So what kind of lottery? Who said that's siman min ha-shamayim that you're going to succeed in what you're doing? Where is it going to help him? And even if he's going to pick up, let's say he picked up Tuesday, for example. How is he going to know what Tuesday throughout the year? How many Tuesdays he have throughout the year? Every week he have Tuesday. How is he going to know what Tuesday he should make the decree in Am Yisrael? The day of the month, I understand. And also from the day of the month, he's going to do the day of the week. Why he picked also the day of the week also? Ella, based on what we said, the Marana Hidah, that he told us, really Haman, he was a servant of Mordechai Yehudi one day a week. So Haman said, first of all, before we start doing any lottery, first of all, he wants to do lottery. If the lottery is going to come on the day that he's Ebed to Mordechai, or the day that he's not Ebed to Mordechai. If the lottery is going to come, let's say, for example, he was Ebed to Mordechai every Tuesday, just example, and now he chose the lottery the day of the week. If he picked Tuesday, then said, it's not going to work out. Why? Because how is he going to make Gezerah on Am Israel to destroy all Am Israel, and he is part of Am Israel? המן, נספרת לפעם מסוים, בסדר, חייב במצוות עבדים שאינם משוחררים, בסדר, פטור, חייב, דת חייב, that's all about, he said that המן, he was the עבד of מרדכי. The עבד of מרדכי, חייב במצוות, like a lady. So maybe the גזרה is going to be also on him. So how is he going to make גזרה on himself? So that גזרה is not going to succeed. If first of all you have to see the first lottery, if it's going to come the day that he's עבד to מרדכי, he knows from the beginning he's not going to succeed. But if it's going to come up other day, not the day that he's Ibed, the other 6 days, then he's going to say, there is what to think about it. Now let's pick the day of the month. But the day of the month by itself also doesn't help him. Why? Because something has to come up. So he made two lotteries, similar idea to what Arad Dibash said. Arad Dibash said in the beginning he picked what month of the year. What month of the year he picked up, that's the first lottery. Second lottery, he wrote 354 pieces of paper, each one of them 1, 2, 3, 4, until 354 days of the year, and he picked first the month, then he picked the days, see if it's going to match. If he picked, for example, if he picked the month of the Nisan is the first month, and then now he's going to pick from the other lottery. Let's say he got a number 78. 78 can never be the month of Nisan. Why? Because the month of Nisan starts from number 1 until number 3, from month to 3. So he sees that the lottery is contradicting itself. It's not going to succeed. That's the idea of the Arad Dibash. We're using the similar idea. So in the beginning, he wants to see if the Gezerah is going to come, and which day of the week? Is it going to come the day of the week that is going to be Eibet to Mordechai or not? If it's going to be Eibet to Mordechai, there's no point of continuing. But since that did not come out the day that is Eibet to Mordechai, now he said what? Now we could continue with the other one. Therefore he did the two lotteries. Haman HaRasha did two lotteries. Therefore, they called the Pasuk called them, said, Alkein Kalol Yameh Lepurim Al Shem HaPur. And therefore, he says that by Haman said the Pasu said he want to wipe them in one day. We ask why? What does he care if he's going to wipe them in one day or 1 week or 1 month? He said no. Said if he has to see the day that he's going to come. Maybe the day that he picked it was a day before it's going to be Eibet to Mordechai. So the following day is not going to succeed. So he wants to do only in one day, only on that day that he's not Eibet to Mordechai, then it's going to succeed. If it's going to overlap with the day that's going to be Eibet to Mordechai, then the Gezerah is going to apply on him also. They're going to hang him also. They're going to kill him, like what they did to him at the end. Therefore, you want to wipe all of them in one day. And that's the Anyan over here. And that's the idea also that you see by Pasuk tells us, Pil Pur Hua Goral Lefni Haman. What's Lefni Haman? So the lottery is also connected to Haman himself. Well, because if the lottery is going to come the day that is Eibet to Mordechai, he's not going to succeed. So you see all these things that Haman, he was trying to destroy Am Israel, but Mordechai Yehudi was sitting down even at the time of the peak of the Gezerah. What was Mordechai Yehudi doing? He was sitting down with the Tenakot Shebet Rabban, learning Torah, until Haman, he told him, your Hilchot Kemisa, you learn Torah L'Shem Shemaim, your Hilchot Kemisa can push away all 10,000 Karkesef that he wanted to give to Ahashverosh. So you see that Am Israel, whenever learning Torah, everyone from Umot HaOlam, they want to do something to Am Israel, no one's going to succeed. Pasuk Yeshaya said, also Aitza V'tufar, Dabberu Dabar V'lo Yakum, Ki Emmanuel. If you're learning the Torah, Etzheim Hila Mahazikim, I'm learning the Torah, you have a Koedecha Shem in Zayid Zach Katit Lamaor, learning Torah Hashem Shemaim, no one could do anything to Am Israel, no one could harm Am Israel. All what the planning to do to Am Israel, Hashem is going to affair Asatam, we call Kel Mahshevotam. Hashem is going to take care of them. They're not going to succeed in their mission because Am Israel is learning Torah. Whenever Am Israel learning Torah, Alti Reitu La'at Yaakob, our power. The Midrash said, Tula'at Yaakov, why you compare Am Yisrael with the Tula'at? The power of the worm is only by its mouth. Only by the mouth. That's the power of Am Yisrael, by our mouth, by learning Torah, by praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praying and learning Torah, that's our power. As long as Am Yisrael learning the Torah, he said at the time of Mordechai Yehudi, at the time of Ahashverosh, Hadur v'kabilut Torah, again, b'simcha. דאוות סיבד עם ישראל, עם ישראל דקפט לתורה, הקדוש ברוך הוא said, if you came in the Torah, no one could do anything to you. That's now what we have to do now, especially by חג הפורים. It's coming עלינו לחיים טובים שלום בעזרת השם, that every person has to be קובע עתים לתורה, even the day of פורים. Many times people, they get busy on פורים, they are busy with so much, so many things, they have משלוח מנות, מתנות לאביונים, the סעודת פורים, and the מקרא מגילה, and the prayer, and everything. People forget about learning Torah on פורים. So that is the day to learn Torah on פורים. חכים, he tell us, the day of פורים, פרודן דשולחן ערוך, he said, אין מדקדקים מבעות פורים. We don't be מדקדק. Anyone, כל הפושט יד נותנים לו. הם פרשים, they explain, also דרך, דרך the דרש, he said, also same thing on the day of Purim, any person you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answers you. The day of Purim, אין מדקדקים. Same way when Ani comes to you on Purim, you don't check him out, does he deserve it, doesn't he deserve it? So give him, just give him. אין מדקדקים. Here also, when you ask something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day of Purim, Hashem is not going to say, does he deserve it? He said, no. No. Even if he doesn't deserve it, he gives it to him. That's ההלכה. הם דקדקים מעוד פורים. Therefore, the day of Purim itself, the person also has to be קובע עתים לתורה. That's a special day that the person should become closer to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Then Hashem is going to be with עם ישראל. It's going to send us Mashiach. Then the Geulah is going to come through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is waiting for. Hashem is going to send us בעזר השם. We're going to see Moshe and Aharon are going to come back. He's going to be our king. Moshe Rabbeinu, ותצווה את בני ישראל, כי מלאכה ויצווה לך שמלאכה בכל דרכיך. בעזר השם, מרא בימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חנניה בן עקשיא אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך.